A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." These two women are believers. Elizabeth knows one and she sees one. Elizabeth is a woman who knows she is blessed. Elizabeth is a woman who knows what it means to hear a word from the Lord, an impossible word, and believe it. Here she is, a woman barren, reproached for her empty womb. Years past any logical, physical possibility to be pregnant, and yet she is. Elizabeth understands the best. Elizabeth understands belief. She is living it. So much so that when Mary greets her, Elizabeth recognizes two things in Mary's story. Mary is blessed and Mary believes. This immediate exchange of recognition of the fullness and power of the Holy Spirit pulses through Elizabeth's whole being, and the child in her womb leaps for joy. The faith, the hope, the trust these two believers had in God is life-giving to each other. It is as if there is a radiant dawn where only night had been. And you and me, are we believers? Are we blessed? Do we exchange greetings with such a power and presence of the Holy Spirit? What is blessed? Being blessed is when we are able to see light where it ought not to be. Being blessed is finding courage in ourselves when we were sure there was none left. Being blessed is realizing there is a quiet joy deep inside the spirit when our hearts are breaking. What does it mean to believe? A believer hopes in what is not seen. A believer trusts in the word of the Lord when it makes no sense at all. A believer knows change is possible, no matter what the circumstances, because we are a resurrection people, we believers. Yes, we too are blessed. We too believe. Yes, we know it is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that life is in us. It is only by the Holy Spirit that we can see how we are blessed. Yes, Lord, I believe, we believe. So then let us get up and set out in haste to hither and yon, to near and far, expecting joy to leap to life inside of our self today and tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. Blessed are you believe what God has spoken will be fulfilled.